Jeremiah chapter 14. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Yehuda mourns, and the gates of it languish, they're black to the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with empty vessels. They were ashamed and confused and covered their heads, because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. Yes, the hind also calved in the field and forsook their young, because there was no grass. And the wild asses did stand in the high places, and they snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail because there was no grass. O Yahweh, though our iniquities testify against us, you do it for your name's sake, because our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. O, the hope of Israel, the Savior of it in time of trouble, why would you be as a stranger in the land and like a wayfaring man who turns aside to stay for a night? Why would you be like a man astonished, like a mighty man that cannot save? Yet you, O Yahweh, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us. Thus says Yahweh to this people. Thus have they loved to wander. They have not refrained their feet. And for this reason, Yahweh does not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. And then said Yahweh to me, do not pray for this people for good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offerings and an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. And then I said, O, sovereign Yahweh, look, the prophets say to them, you'll not see the sword, neither will you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. And then Yahweh said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, neither did I speak to them. They prophesy to you a false vision and divination and a thing of nothing and the deceit of their heart. For this reason, thus says Yahweh concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, and I did not send them, and yet they say sword and famine will not be in this land. By sword and famine will those prophets be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy will be thrown out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they will have no one to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore you will say this word to them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach and a very grievous blow. If I go forth to the field, then behold the slain with the sword. If I enter into the city, then look at those that are sick with famine. Yes, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they do not know. Have you utterly rejected Yehuda? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you struck us? There is no healing for us. We look for peace, and there is no good. And for the time of healing, and there we look and we see trouble. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our forefathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not hate us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your honor. Remember, break not your covenant with us. Are there any amongst the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not he, O Yahweh, our Elohim? For this reason we will wait upon you, because you've made all these. End of chapter.